You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. Today I'm in Florence, Alabama at TMT America's headquarters with Thomas Trissell. Thomas, good to be with you. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you for coming from Chattanooga.
Well, it's not too far from Chattanooga, and you've got some big news. The news is that that you have decided to buy HPS Shernox, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But for the benefit of our audience, let's talk a little bit about your background. Most people might know this, but you actually grew up in Germany. You're an immigrant from Germany, and you've been in the flooring business most of your life because your parents were actually in the flooring business, right?
That's right, and still are, so to speak. Dad's company is 54 years in business. Brother-in-law runs it right now, so if you want to say we're the true flooring store you can find.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And most people know you, Thomas, as the guy who founded Centiva. I think it was 96 or so you started Centiva, sold it 2 years ago to Tarkett North America. And I know you don't like to talk about this, but according to Floor Focus estimates, the company was doing about $50 million at the time. So you did a very good job with that.
I would think so.
Yeah.
If you consider that we were 15 years in business and created a fantastic company in regards to the brand, in regards to everything what inhales it. You know, we were very happy in that respect that Tarkett received a nice company.
Yeah. So, I guess one of the first questions I need to ask you is you've decided to be, an entrepreneur again, starting TMT America, and we'll get into that in just a second about what it is. But why not stick with Tarkett? I'm sure there was an opportunity there to stay, right?
Before I came to America, we had a close relationship with Tarkett. And I found that Tarkett was a company who could give Centiva the home to bring it from there, what I brought it, to the next scale. Mm-hmm. When you ask me the question, why did I not stick with Tarkett, then I want to answer this in this respect that it is a huge opportunity to have worked with Tarkett for 2 years. The leaders there and I, we have and had huge opportunities and big thinking. But the fact is that it overturns you that, I'm a entrepreneur and I have that vivid thinking every day. So that as an entrepreneur, I wanted to make sure that I can ring in for my life and for my future the right thing. I think that Centiva is in really good hands with Tarkett.
Well, you did a fantastic job, and we could do a whole other interview on why that company was so successful. But let's get to TMT America. Tell us who that is.
TMT America is the new entity of mine, which will be the holding company for us to acquire businesses or to maneuver existing companies on a new platform of marketing and sales. As you know, we were very, very strong in manufacturing LVT with Centiva. We made sure that we do it right here in America. One of my ideas before everybody else got this idea, but I think that's what we want to do with TMT America. We want to create a company where we can acquire or be a part of other interior building product companies.
Mm-hmm. So will the focus for TMT America always be flooring related?
I don't want to say that. So we just recently looked at a wall panel company. We're thinking that the entire interior room can need more customer service oriented businesses.
And you'll focus on both the commercial and residential sectors of the businesses you're in?
Well, let's make sure that we understand TMT America at this point has acquired the major stakes of HPS. HPS is a high performance subfloors, and HPS is in partnership with Schönox. Schönox is a German based company, and this will play for commercial as well as for residential.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the late breaking news, and the reason I'm over here is that you've made this decision. So tell me a little bit about that decision to buy HPS Shernox.
Okay, so two companies literally surrounded me in my life in the flooring industry. The first one would probably be Shernox. I had to carry those bags for my dad to the job site. The factory of Shernox is not even 60 miles away from my hometown, and I grew up with it. And Shernox is a floor leveling company, which is very, very well known in Europe. Unfortunately, until this day, they have not had any activities in North America. So in 2010, when I sold Centiva, I had a business trip to Germany, and by coincidence, I ran into the president of Schönox, and he admitted that, you know, they should have gone a long time ago into the American market. Mm-hmm. And my imagination came up there that this is something where I think at this point is the right thing to do. So we offered him to find people who could start an entity to bring Schoenox to the North American market.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've met Enos Farnsworth, and I know he's the president, and I know a little bit about it. But talk a little bit about Floor Leveler and why why that's becoming more of a interesting product, a product that a lot of people want to hear about.
I think for a couple of reasons, Cam. Number one, don't forget, I'm from Trader Floor Installer. I would have never thought that I'm building a business like Centiva, starting from literally zero, building it into such a nice entity. And as floor installer as well as manufacturer, you are to the mercy of a good floor leveling product. And this is a very, very, very brand loyal business. So have grown up with the Schoenox brand. I was always missing somehow the right floor leveling compounds, which would make my LVT a better one once it's installed. So was this fact for 15 years reaching out to the industry and saying that once the LVT becomes more sophisticated in print, in quality, in scratch surface, in appeal of the entire product line, I know that a good subfloor leveling is more so the key in North America. In addition, if you really think about what's happening in America, we are at a stage where we not just build one after the other malls, strip malls on the grass, so we're reclaiming more old slabs. And by reclaiming more old slabs, you automatically have to make the investment of a better and good floor leveling. Mm-hmm. But what my purpose shall be, specifically from Thomas Trissell's side, is bring awareness to the educational side in interior and architectural, commercial as well as residential applications, so that when we specify a floor, that we do not forget the subfloor. And unfortunately, to this day, I do believe that we do not talk about too much about subfloor. We talk about the product itself, we talk about the labor, and most likely that's where the budget ends. Mm-hmm. And my purpose shall be that I bring awareness to the architectural side, interior side, specification side to change that.
Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about what's different about the leveler from Schoenox versus what you get from maybe what's already on the market.
I want to repeat that there is a certain technology, and in my opinion is that in this market, the sales happen over habit. We want to break this habit. We want to make sure that the installer, as well as the contractor, as well as the specifier and end user, pays attention of what they're using. Schoenox has a tremendous amount of products, which would take an own interview to go through each of them, but they have one specific advantage, which is a synthetic gypsum. And unfortunately, those folks who are working in the industry back to the 80s and 70s, they see gypsum as a very, very bad product. But if you really think about a synthetic gypsum, then you see that it has nothing to do with a natural mining product. Mm-hmm. So from the process, as synthetic gypsum is being one, it's a post-consumer material. It's turned into a fantastic leveling compound, which has a lot of ingredients, but also a lot of advantages, such as no shrinking, and very strong PSI factor up to 5,800 PSI.
You know, I did some research prior to this interview, and it was actually developed by Akzo Nobel. And this synthetic gypsum is actually a byproduct of the scrubbers and power plants, isn't it?
I think that makes it so nice that, you know, we find awareness, like from the USGBC, that we're finding awareness, for instance, from healthcare application, where people do not want to see that hazard label on the cement-based material. And I think that there's something, again, with the brand awareness we're building and the fact that there's a lot of educational work to be done for the category of subfloor period, no matter which brand it would be, I think there's a long way to go.
And a synthetic gypsum versus a cementitious material, when you start comparing the two, this material, synthetic gypsum, is a lot less caustic, so it's safer to deal with, right?
Absolutely. I can repeat, there's no hazard label on it. So every installer who has a skin irritation, the eye irritation, all this what you see, it's a dust-reduced material, so again, healthcare people love that material. Once they use it, they find a love for it. But also, we find a lot of acceptance with a lot of huge commercial contractor, as well as in residential application.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've talked mostly about the self-leveling system, but there's other products that Schoenox has. Right?
Absolutely. So, in Europe, Schoenox presents over 150 products, which is for the flooring industry and the tile industry. We knew that we had to start small. So we're bringing right now 25 to 30 products over here to the North American market. This is very selective, but it is exactly targeted to this market we know and we are in. And you will see not just leveling compounds, you will also see adhesives and primers and moisture mitigation systems. All those what we in daily use have right now here in North America.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I've come here, you've told me that TMT America has bought its first major company, and I've got to wonder, so what's next? What's on the radar?
Yeah, what's next? So we carefully make our decision what we want to do. And we talked earlier about it, you know me from my previous Centiva life. What is the success of Centiva? The success of Centiva was most likely the people. The people we had the chance to surround ourselves. When I left Centiva in April, we were around 145, 150 people. And that was a blessing to me to have found in a small town here in Florence, Alabama, these fantastic folks. And I have to tell you, when it comes to the emotional side, it's most likely because of the wonderful people I worked with. Centiva wouldn't be nothing if it wouldn't be about the people. And that's what it is now for me, to find new folks, to find a new group of people who understand, to integrate our philosophies, our characteristics, and our strategies into the next companies.
Yeah. Well, one last question I've got to ask you. TMT America, you know, I've seen some of your promotional materials. You ran an ad in Floor Focus earlier this year to announce the fact that this was coming down the pike, and we've got a flag behind us. Talk about this focus. You're a German immigrant. What's this focus around America?
Well, I think that I hope that I can do my part for, and I cannot repeat it often enough, for being proud to have come to America, for being very thankful for maybe the mayor of Florence or maybe the state of Alabama or maybe the United States to give me the chance to just literally as an entrepreneur do what I wanted to do. Not just in my hometown in Germany or in many, many parts of the world, you're being restricted with too many regulations and with too many set up problems. America has given me the chance to take my skills from a knife. We talked earlier about the utility skills, you know, utility knife skills to bring it to this, what we are today. And in that, I'm very, very thankful, and I cannot praise enough that, you know, the good old values of America are very important to me, and as much as I can bring them forward, I want to help, you know, to do this and hang on to it.
So you're bringing German ingenuity to this free world, is that right?
You know what, I mean, when you look down at Centiva, you see a lot of German machinery. So you know my fable for German cars. So I have to say, you know, if I believe in something, that is German technology, and that's also why I'm proud to represent Schönox. I do believe that Schönox has fantastic, wonderful products, wonderful people that fit so much with us, and this is why I'm very thankful to move that forward.
All right, Thomas, great to be with you. Thanks for spending time with us and our audience. Again, we've been talking to Thomas Trissell, who's president of TMT America, and you've been watching FloorDaily.net.